and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Oprah Winfrey.
You know what? Not a big-time TV personality was the guy in the fireplace commercial that said, fire good.
Fire good. Yes. It's one of your impersonations, by the way. Oprah Winfrey, the big TV personality, segues to Ellen. Ellen had Eddie Murphy on. Eddie Murphy is going to turn 60 in just a matter of weeks, early April. How's Eddie feel about that?
I haven't worked out in a bit. I need to get in the gym. And I'm comfortable with turning 60. I think every 10 years, I think whenever you turn that, it's like, wow, I'm this age. So I had a little bit of that, but I'm cool. Still feel like me.
I still feel like me, Eddie Murphy.
I'm seeing the movie tonight. I can't wait to talk about it on the air here.
I can't wait either because rewatched that first one.
Right.
And forgot how good it is.
What was that? Did you ever watch that TV show? Or did we ever find out what that was the worst ever?
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, the embargo's lifting soon.
Okay.
That's going to be in a couple of weeks, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. We're very excited about that because we don't know what it is. Eddie Murphy on Ellen says the downstairs of his home is a pandemic paradise for his children. He's got 10 children.
Downstairs. Yeah, when you have 10 kids, you have to have, some recreation area. So downstairs in my house, there's an arcade, like an arcade you would see in a mall with all the coolest games and stuff. And we have a bowling alley downstairs and a movie theater downstairs. So it's a level where all that stuff is.
Okay, so Bella Murphy, one of his 10 children, is in Coming to America too. And Bella recalls the time that Eddie invited Leo DiCaprio to the house for a dinner party. Forgot to tell her.
I forgot that famous people sometimes show up to my dad's parties, so I was very unprepared. And I was in the dining room in my pajamas, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Kimmel started walking through the door, and then all these other big celebrities, and then Leonardo DiCaprio walked through the door, and I started freaking out.
All my daughters of all ages love Leonardo DiCaprio.
I immediately ran upstairs and told my sister, and we came downstairs, and I just lingered around him all night like a weirdo and stared at him.
I'm sure he's used to
that. I'm sure he is.
I think he is. That's Eddie Murphy's daughter, Bella. And can't wait for Gino's review of Coming to America, too.
And I've interviewed him. And one time we were talking about awards, and I said, what happens if they give you that Oscar like they did to Groucho when he could barely walk when he was in the 80s? And in his 80s, he said, I'll tell you what right now. If you wait to give me the honorary Oscar, he said, I'm going to wear a white tuxedo and I'm going to pee myself. In front of everybody.
Nick Jonas on the Tonight Show. He talks about this tradition of each Saturday Night Live host leaving a good luck note for the person who's hosting the following week.
One of the newest traditions is the hosts writing a note to each other. Because I saw Regina King post about it. And then Reggae Jean posted that they'd each written a note to each other. And so I wrote mine to Maya Rudolph, who just got announced as next host. And so you've got all these cool notes from all the other hosts in the last, I think, 6-7 hosts, wishing each other good luck. But it feels like a mutual sort of like, hey, take a deep breath. Don't trip down the stairs. Take your time in the monologue and do your thing. It was really special.
And Maya Rudolph's like, yeah, I was on the show for five seasons.
Yeah, right.
I think I'll be okay.
He probably doesn't even know
right.
that. He may not even realize that. On Wendy Williams, Leslie Jones of Saturday Night Live talks about being on a dating app called Hinge.
You might as well be asking about my corns. How's my corns?
My corns
is doing better than the men in my life. You know, I got on that Hinge thing. You know the Hinge, that little new, that thing that they say you got to, it's supposed to work, so you're supposed to erase us. But I think people are going to erase Hinge for a whole different reason. The men are broken. Y'all always talk about women crazy. Y'all need to go talk to somebody, too. Okay?
She's hilarious.
She's great. Mm-hmm.
Leslie Jones. Catherine Zeta-Jones on Kelly and Ryan. You interviewed her?
Oh, yes.
You have?
Yes.
All right. Give us your assessment of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's like a throwback to old showbiz in that she's ready to give you a good answer on whatever it is, even without really revealing anything.
Okay. So she's good at doing the spin,
right,
the chin boogie, whatever.
You get out of the room and you're like, I got, that was great
that
stuff.
Was great.
And then you watch
and
it, like, well, she didn't, yeah,
didn't really say anything. She talked about the loss of her father-in-law, Kirk Douglas.
Obviously, like any family, it's been an unprecedented year. And we lost my father-in-law this time last year, right? And so that was difficult. But what a wonderful life he had and what a wonderful legacy he's left.
It's like, talk about the family face. Those Douglases, right? It's incredible. The genetics are amazing.
It's insane. Yeah, and also the genes. You know, I say to Michael, let me tell you something. Your dad passed away at a healthy 103. It's like, where do these gene pools come from? And also, I didn't sign on for this 103 stuff.
She just said genetics. And then she said, it's also the genes.
Yeah.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones, this is on... That was Kelly and Ryan. This is on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And she talks about meeting Freddie Mercury of Queen.
I was in a show called 42nd Street, and I was 17, 18 years old playing the lead role. And Freddie used to love tap dancing, loved the show, and he used to come and see me in the show and sit quite regularly, like a few times, you know, like once every... like 2.5 months, something.
Wow.
And he used to sit in the royal box and come backstage and say hi. He said, what do you want to do now? And because I was playing, like my dream had been fulfilled being on a show in London. I said, I want to go to America and do straight acting, you know, like being in films maybe. And he said, good luck, kid. And then he said, just keep your head on your shoulders.
Advice from Freddie Mercury.
Wow. Awesome.
It's your Hollywood update with Gino. Our Hollywood Insider on the Morning KLH.